There had to be 100 corpses on the deck, sprawled in twisted shapes of agony. Their clothing fluttered with the breeze. Adams zoomed in on the open deck around the ship's swimming pool, where it seemed as if every guest at a party had simply collapsed. The area was strewn with dropped dishes and glasses. He tightened the camera's focus as he slowed the UAV to narrow in on one passenger, a young woman in a dress. She lay in a pool of her own blood. It looked as though everyone was.
"Did anyone notice the ship's name?" Mark Murphy asked.
"Golden Dawn," Juan told him, all thoughts of salvage and prize money driven from his mind. Mark concentrated on his computer, calling up everything he could get about the ship, as the others stared transfixed at the grisly tableau. Julia Huxley rushed into the op center wearing pajama bottoms and an oversized T-shirt. Her feet were bare, and her hair was a gnarled mess. She carried a medical case that she kept in her stateroom.
"What's the emergency?"
When no one answered, she looked up at the screen holding their attention. Even for a seasoned medical professional, the carnage arrayed around the deck of the cruise ship was appalling.
"It doesn't appear to be trauma," she said. "I'd say they were struck by some kind of fast-acting hemorrhagic virus."
"Natural?" Max asked.
"Nothing in nature strikes this swiftly."
Julia turned to Juan.
"I need to get over there, take some samples. There is biohazard gear down in the medical bay, and we can set up a decontamination station on deck."
"Forget it," Juan said. "There's no way I'm letting you get some virus anywhere near this ship."
Julia made to argue, but Cabrillo wasn't finished.
"We'll do decon on a tethered Zodiac inflatable and then sink it. Eric, take over the UAV from George. Gomez, get down to the hangar and finish prepping the chopper. Mark, go roust Eddie, get yourselves a couple of pistols from the armory, and meet us in the hangar. Julia, do you need a hand?"
"I'll get an orderly to help me," she said.
"Okay, bring a couple of extra bio suits in case there are any survivors."
Cabrillo was already on his feet.
"I want to be in the air in 20 minutes.
The Oregon reached the stricken Golden Dawn a minute short of Juan's deadline. Because of the Robinson's weight limitations, it would take 2 trips to ferry everyone and their equipment to the cruise ship. Eric had scouted the liner from the drone and determined the best place for them to land was on top of the bridge. It was the largest area on the ship that was free of the dead. Though the chopper wouldn't land directly on the Dawn, George Adams was kitted out with a rebreathing orange biohazard suit like the rest of them, and 2 of Julia's staff were prepping a hose on deck, fed from a tank of powerful bleach concentrate, to disinfect the chopper prior to its touching back down. Juan was taking no chances. The crewman who would tow the Zodiac over with the ship's SEAL assault boat would go through a similar drill. Because whatever agent had wiped out the passengers and crew of the Golden Dawn wasn't natural, he knew they were looking at a case of intentional terrorism and murder on a mass scale. He was concerned not only about the virus itself, but was already thinking ahead to the people responsible.